Hey, welcome back to Schizophrenic Music. This is Craig, and it is Tuesday. That can only mean one thing, Tuesday Triple Play. That's right. That's where we play a selection of three tunes from albums that were just recently released. Typically, we'll stick to things that were released within that same calendar year, but definitely within the last year or so. And for now, that's the way we want to keep things. We'll eventually start diving back a bit, but for right now, there's so much great music being released each and every year that doesn't get a lot of exposure, so we hope to shed a little light to that. So without further ado, let's kick things off. You know, we've been going with themes periodically. I think I went with last couple of weeks ago, I think I went with a chill vibe. This time I just kind of went freeformed it a bit, whatever kind of hit me over the last 2-3 weeks. That stuck with me. I kind of went down that road. So I'm going to start with a band called Fang Club. And that's F-A-N-G-C-L-U-B, all one word. It's a band from Dublin who sounds nothing like U2. So, but if I were to kind of sum things up, grunge is really starting to make a little bit of a comeback here as of late. And these guys would definitely have fit in that scene in the 90s. But at the heart of things, it's really just a pop band with a propensity for distortion. Just a no-nonsense, gritty rock, undeniable hooks, which is precisely why I chose this song. I just felt like it's one of the catchier songs I've heard in quite some time. So give it a spin, see what you think. There you go. That was Fang Club. The song was called Nightmare. Speaking of, fun little tidbit, the lead singer's name is Stephen King. So why not play a song called Nightmare? Never mind the fact that it's catchy as hell. So I hope you enjoyed that, but we're going to move on. Next selection I have is from an artist that I have admired and followed and personally love and have really since the early to mid-90s. I love this guy. His name is John Davis. He used to be in a band called Super Drag. He's currently in a band called These of Memory. And both really, Super Drag in particular, was one of those bands that to me epitomized the term, the label, the genre of power pop. It's what you would expect, the pop sense coming from the Beatles, the Beach Boys, the Kinks, but with the power that you would get with a crunchier riff that was really more indicative of the 90s. He just perfected it. They just absolutely perfected it. And, you know, John's been writing, continues to write. Like I said, he's in a band currently called Lees of Memory, which I love. They get a little bit more, I don't know, there's some similarities there. They've added some layers a good bit. They dive a little bit more into the shoegaze side of things, a little bit more dream pop. But his solo stuff is real intriguing because he's one of those guys that just is a sponge for music. I feel like he would be a good close friend to Kevin and I because he just seems to like everything. He seems to like good music and a wide variety. So he's dabbled in a little bit of psychedelia, a little bit of folk. He's such a prolific songwriter that he covers the gamut, quite honestly. So his latest release, and it's a self-released album, it's called Reasoning Machines, and the song I'm going to play for you is called Talk to Me Nice. Enjoy. That was John Davis with Talk to Me Nice from his self-released album, Reasoning Machines. Just remarkable songwriter. He always has been, and he continues to be so. So if you like that, I strongly suggest checking out the rest of the album. I purchased mine on Bandcamp. Can't say enough good things about Bandcamp. They just do such a wonderful job of supporting independent artists. So I typically go there first when I'm looking for a new music, and if I'm looking for a particular album, I'll try there first. So, and I go back to John. John, I'm convinced that if we met each other, we would be besties. So hit me up and let's hang out. All right. Anyway, moving on. The next, and actually our final selection of the day is from an artist. His name is Kyle Kraft. He's been around for a while, and I'm just late to the party. Sorry about that, Kyle. I'm just a slow learner, apparently. But his latest album is called Showboat Honey. I think it's great. I've listened to it 4 or 5 times now, and it's ingrained. I'm hooked. And this is apparently his first album, and doing a little bit of research with a full backing band. So I imagine his first two albums were a little bit more have singer-songwriter vibe to it. It gets compared to Bowie, Dylan, Stones. I hear a bit of that for sure. This particular track that I'm going to play for you is called Oh Lucky Hand. This one's got a little bit of a psychedelic bent to it, which I love. And then if you mix that with Kyle's vocal stylings, it's very Mark Bolan-esque, kind of a T-Rex vibe to it, without the... It's kind of T-Rex and it's not. I'm doing a horrible job of describing it, so why don't I just play it for you? Check it out. Once again, it's Oh Lucky Hand from Kyle Kraft from his latest album, Showboat Honey.
Devil's shoestring rose over.
And there you have it. The final selection came from Kyle Kraft there with Oh Lucky Hand, and that was off of his latest album called Showboat Honey. What a unique vocal styling, right? I just can't get enough of it. But be curious to see what you guys think. Give us some feedback. Go to the website, wherever you listen, whether it's Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Music. If you go directly to our website, schizophrenicmusic.com, let us know what you think. We'd love to get some feedback on songs we play and, you know, rapport and just how things are going in general. We'd love to hear from you. So, all right, so that's going to wrap things up this week. This Friday, we hope to have a very special edition of Schizophrenic Music. I'm pretty excited about it. Don't know if we're going to be able to pull off what we're going to try, but so we'll just leave that there. We'll leave that with a teaser. But anyway, thanks for joining in. Stay with us, and we hope to hear from you soon. Bye-bye.